Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy, said his new movie to Meg. That is not shorthand for Megan. It's not about any Megan you know, unless you know a megalodon, which is a giant shark that had its heyday about 2-3 million years ago. But now it's back at the shows, because some dopes, as they often do, let one loose from the bowels of the world. Sorry if that sounds crude, but that's what happens. But it's proven to be a very popular movie because people love the sharks. Ever since Jaws, they love the sharks up on the screen, especially when they're eating somebody and you got somebody like Jason Statham going all Roy Scheider on them. Now, I saw the movie. It ain't great, not totally bad, but it's one of those movies that if you were on the couch at home, you'd watch it because it was on. I was in the show watching it, and I watched it because it was on. Although at home, I might have bailed on this in the first half hour because a little slow to get going. But once it did kick in, it was still lacking in scares, still lacking in tension, but it had no shortage of comedic camaraderie from a collection of standard issue B movie types. Scientists, crew members, there's a little kid, there's a guy who's scared of everything, and you got the heroic hero with a past who hits it off with the attractive researcher who is the daughter of the expert, and don't forget the rich guy who's in it for the money. And the Meg itself, well, it was big. Kind of dumb, though. Not even all that fast. Then again, it's been dormant for a long time, but it does lay waste to a lot of sea creatures and a good portion of the cast. But too much of this takes place out in the middle of nowhere, you know, and beneath the ocean. And when it finally does set its sights on beachgoers, floating wedding parties, little kids and cute dogs, the movie kind of chickens out. It's PG-13. This is family-friendly carnage and mayhem. That's fine. You know, it's okay, but I'd like a little more out of my prehistoric predator. Statham handles the action pretty well. He's very convincing, spouting whatever baloney they give him to whisper. But there is too much padding this out with plot when all you really want is for the Meg to fill the ocean with blood and for Statham to blow it up. Is that too much to ask? Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, you can get those at 93XRT.com. You can get them as a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.